بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال كلمة أيينة بن حصن فنزل على أخيه الحر بن قيس وكان من النفر الذين يدنيهم عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم. We are still in this chapter of exercising patience and the great importance and virtues and benefits of exercising patience, making sabr. This is a little long hadith, and in which it is explained what the great virtues of sabr are and how Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the time the Amir in his time, and how he also exercised patience in spite of him being a person who used to establish the right very firmly. So Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Uyayna ibn Hisn, one person by the name of Uyayna bin Hisn, had come to Madinatul Munawwara. فَنَزَلَ عَلَىٰ ibn أَخِيهِ Al-Hur ibn Qais, and he became the guest of his nephew Hur ibn Qais. And Hur ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu was وَكَانَ مِنَ الْقُرَّاءِ الَّذِينَ يُدْنِيهِمْ عُمَرْ radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was amongst the person who were known as the Qurra. In those days the ulama were referred to as the Qurra, those who read the Quran, understood the Quran, practiced on the Quran. They were, as today ulama are referred to as maulana or as a sheikh, they were referred to generally at that time as a qari, and the plural the qurra. So anyway, he became the guest of his nephew, and the nephew was a person who was very close to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. وَكَانَ الْقُرَّاءُ أَصْحَابُ مَجْلِسِ عُمَرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ وَمُشَاوَرَتِهِ. And these people, the Qurra, they were the close companions of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they used to sit in his mashura. That is, like his parliament, these people who used to, he should discuss with them, take advice from them, and they used to discuss all the matters. كُهُولًا كَانُوا أَوْ شُبَّانًا. Whether they were old people or whether they were young people, but when they had this knowledge of deen, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu trusted them very greatly. From here also we understand that to see to the affairs of our dunya, we should have knowledge of deen. And if we ourselves personally don't have it, we should make mashura with those people who have knowledge of deen, because the deen is a superseding thing. Dunya is very, very small and inferior in front of deen. Deeni matters we should see, and that should govern and guide us in all our matters. فَقَالَ أُيَيْنَةُ لِإِبْنِ أَخِيهِ. And then this person who had come, Uyayna, he told his nephew, يَا إِبْنِ أَخِي, O my nephew, لَكَ وَجْهٌ عِنْدَ هَذَا الْأَمِيرِ. You have got a high position by this Amir. He respects you, he honors you, you are amongst the Qurra, you are amongst his very close people with whom he makes mashura and discusses. فَاسْتَأَذِنْ لِي عَلَيْهِ. So please seek permission for me that I would also like to go to him and speak to him. I would like to discuss a matter with him. فَاسْتَأَذَنَ فَأَذِنَ لَهُ عُمَر. And then he asked permission from Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that my uncle is here and he would like to come and speak to you, discuss some matter with you. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then permitted him. So far we read to this part here where he came now, he was hosted in Medina by his nephew, and then he wanted to speak to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His nephew arranged a meeting, and then when he went to him and the discussion that takes place there, and that is the relevant part of this hadith to this chapter, that we see how patience was exercised by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in spite of so many odds at that time. So may Allah give us also the tawfiq of exercising patience. That is the important thing, to make sabr, to control our jazbat, our what feelings we have which are not in accordance to Sharia, how to control them and to have control of one's nafs, which is a very important aspect of our deen. وآخر دعوانا.